So that means when he throws the daf, when he throws the daf, so as the lending process begins, how do you say this? As the lending process begins, the moment the daf reaches the avir of the Yisaidis. So as the lending process begins, so it begins where? It begins in the Rishus Arabim. Then, until the lending process is completed. So the last 3 seconds takes place in Rishus Ayochid. So in other words, how can it be mechuyev from the score of the Rishus Arabim and Rishus Ayochid when the bulk of the time spent in the lending process took place in the Rishus Arabim, not in the Rishus Ayochid? So that's the first Abaye. But as far as the first Abaye is concerned, so in Tim Tzaleima that he's potter. This is what the Ram means. What the Ram means. Avol yasgino basa shes anoche poter. We have a kizirik b'shus ayochid. We insrike v'anoche zu b'shus arabim. We have a kizirik b'shus arabim b'shus ayochid. Do kidim shesorek adaf we have a b'shus ayochid. So the bulk of the time spent in the lending process was spent in the b'shus arabim. Only the last split second of the lending process of the anoche was spent in the b'shus ayochid. So that's in Tim Tzaleima. Then he says, so the shaila is whether we say basazrike, so he's mechuyev, or we say basaranoche, he's poter. So, but if he is mechuyev, he can only be mechuyev on the score of zirik ladamas. V'hani de Rabbi Yechanan, bizirik chulia lebei rasor, umiate, di banochas chulia is mechitze, umimayit banochas chulia, so again it's a toy sefer, di banochas chulia misalik mechitze, umimayit chalalabeya. This is explanatory of Rabbi Yechanan and second Abaye. Shuo mikasor, avul yasgino bosa shasanoche, ein kan rishus ayochid, sharei miyad. So this, the end, is explanatory of Rabbi Yechanan and second Abaye. Now, let's return back to the remark. He says, v'oro pire, v'oro zal pireish, sha'yiseide zrichov izdalet. והנה גבוה יסיוד, והדף משלים לעשור מצומצום, ולא יסיר, דייסיר, אפילו מה שפשיט לחייב. So I can't explain it. But I think that there is a toy sefer, דייסיר, אפילו משהו פשיט דיפוטר. פשיט דיפוטר. So that we can understand. If we say, דייסיר, אפילו משהו פשיט דיפוטר. Because if the Yisaidis, let's say, are seven or 8 tvochim high, and then together with the uve hadav, so it's 10 tvochim. So mele, when the daf, so we can visualize a case. We can visualize a case that when that it reaches the avir of the Yisaidis through the avir Rishus Arabim, So mele, we can say that it's high. But if the Yisaidis, let's say, is if together with the daf, it is more than 10. So mele, when it reaches the avir, when does the lending process begin? When the daf reaches the avir of the Yisaidis. Now, if it is more than 10, so that means when it reaches, when the lending process begins, so it's l'mayla miyud. So mimele, that means, so even if we consider it from the point of view of shazrike, from the point of view of the time that the hanoche begins, so the hanoche does not begin in the Rishus Arabim, the hanoche begins in the Mokim Ptur. So that's why he says, but I can't explain. I think that there is a toy sefer. You see that at the end there is certainly a toy sefer because he mentions Rabbi Yechanan Sabaye and he uses the losh neise mechitze. Obviously, it means misalik mechitze. The Gemara says so. So here there is also a toy sefer. Now let's see the Tesis Kashi. Zohar Da. Hanochas Chifes Vasiyas Vichitze. V'im Teima. Afilu Lekep Kiyas Gdoyim. Heiche Choshuv Lishav Yetachtov Rishus Ayochit. Maishne Mitrasku. ויומד בשוס הרבים גבי היוד ורוחב דלת ואין ביקרי דלת דאמרינון זורק ונוח על גבוב חייב משמע דווקא על גבוב על בלתחתוב לי. Now, so there is a Mashos Kashi here. He says, Afilu lekep ki as gdoi. Heicha choshu vishavi tachtov rishusayot. So he mentions two things. One is the Gemara of Trask. And the second is the Gemara of Amud b'shusarabim govei ayud v'rochev dalet v'im v'ikri dalet. So the second Gemara, the second case of Amud b'shusarabim govei ayud v'rochev dalet v'ikri dalet, according to the way Tesfes explains it, according to the way Tesfes, because there is such a narrow passage. That even goats so couldn't pestle. So it's ain't doing boikim tacht. Alright. But Tesis also mentions Traskel, so then it's doing boikim tacht. But Rabbi Yisrael Barab Yehuda says that we say gudachis, even though gdoyim is boikim tacht. But the Rabbanon say no. So how does Tesis say vim teimer afilu leket b'giyas doyim heiche choshuv lishav yetachtov reshus hayochid maishne mitraskul v'amud b'shus harabim maishne mitraskul so how can they say afilu leket b'giyas doyim? By traskul there certainly is b'giyas doyim, and that's the reason why the Rabbanan from Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda say that the traskul does not have a dinoy sayoch. That's the mashos kashe, but it's a strong kashe, but we can give a very balabatish teret. Tesis is here not concerned with the shaila whether we say gudachis, we don't say gudachis. It's nothing to do with us. Tesis says that even in a case where there is no pkias dogim, for example, the Gemara says pkias dogim lo yishmei pkia. So only pkias dogi, pkias gdoim shmei pkia on the yaboshi, but on the yam, on the water. So goats cannot pass in the yam. Only fish can pass. So pkias dogim loish me pkia. So even the rabbonim of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda will be made if, let's say, if you set up the kone with the traskel on top in the yam. So I mean, you could visualize a situation that the kone noatz kone biyam, the river and the yam, and then. And they put a traskel on top of the corner. So then that's a case where there is no pkias gdoim, but there is pkias dogim, and pkias dogim is loishme pkia. So it can accord, so we can visualize the same din of noatz kone uvereishi traskel alibid rabbonon too. But alibid rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, it can be visualized even in the yabosho. According to Rabbanan Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, it cannot be visualized in the Yabosho, it has to be visualized in the Yam. So this is what Jesus means. Vim teima, afilu lekep kias gdoim, heiche choshuv lishav yitachtov rishus hayochim. Maishne mitrasko, viyamud b'shus rabim, maishne mitrasko. So the only reason is why the Rabbanan Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is because kias gdoim, shmo pkia. But if the same kone will be set up in the Yam, so then Rabbanan will also be made. ויעמוד בשוס הרבים גובי היוד ורוחב דלת ואין ביקרי דלת דאמרינון זורק ונוח על גבוב חייב משמע. So in other words, דווקא על גבוב. So that means רבי יסי ברבי יוד, when רבי יסי ברבי יוד says that in the יבושו נועץ קונה ובראשי טרסקו, so וזורק על גבוב חייב, so רבי יסי ברבי יוד is only מחייב על גבוב. But lemato, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is muta, and the same thing would be true alibed rabbonon if the same kone would be set up in the yam instead of the yaboshim. So the rabbonon will also be made as chayev, but he'll be made that he's chayev. They'll say he's chayev only al gavov, but lemato he's pot avol tachtov lei. So memele. So what's the kashe? So how can we say? How can there be even an alternative that he is chayev. Why? Because it is a rishus hayochid. But even if we say gudachis, so then it's only a rishus hayochid on top, but it's not a rishus hayochid on the bottom. So the kashi, so what? But monefshech, if on top it's a rishus hayochid, so we can say the hanochi is a rishus hayochid. So I once mentioned in Yitzias HaShabbos that this halacha, when I discussed the Rashba there about Toni and about Rasko Biyodei, so that this halacha that when the Rishus HaYochid is noch in its own rishus, so it's only shayach if we have actual mechitzes. But if we don't have actual mechitzes, we have constructive mechitzes, legal mechitzes, so too we imagine it as if there are mechitzes. But this halacha that the Rishus HaYochid is always noch in its own rishus, that is only shayach where we have actual mechitzes, like averes. Mashein came where there are no actual mechitzes, just imaginary mechitzes, so then we don't say that the rishus hayochid is noch in its own rishus. So memela, in this case, this is what Teisa says. The amrin azor v'nach al gabov chayev, mash medavko al gabov, avol tachtov loy. Why tachtov loy? Monev shech, you say good achis. Let's say according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, or Biyam, even according to Rabbonon. So Tachtov should also be. Tachtov should also be a. So he says, here is the Koni. And then he put a Trasko on top of the Koni. On top of the Koni. So it's only Rishus HaYochid here. But here it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Why isn't it a Rishus HaYochid? The answer is because even though we say, Good Achis Mechitzte, and we imagine as if the Mechitze went down, so that's a constructive mechitze, but there is no actual mechitze. So maybe we cannot say that this trasko is noch in the Rishus HaYochid. When we have actual mechitzes, then we say it's noch in the Rishus HaYochid. But when it's not actual, it doesn't have actual mechitzes. But al pedin, it's considered to have mechitzes. It's considered to have mechitzes. So we imagine that they are mechitzes. So since it's in the imagination only, I mean, this imagination is real. I mean, al-pidin, we have to imagine that they are mechitzes. So, but since there are no actual mechitzes, we do not say that this traskel is noch in the Rishus HaYochid. And since this traskel is in the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, so it occupies space in the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, so we say it's noch in the Rishus HaRabim. It's noch in the Rishus HaRabim. This is Teisa Shit. Now, but we have to understand, why does Teisve say, Mash medavke al gabov, avol tachtov loy? So Teisve is midayik from the losh. Vizoak vinoch al gabov chayev, Mash medavke al gabov, gabov, avol tachtov loy. Monefshech. Without the aloch of gudachi, so even al gabov he wouldn't be chayev. After all, they are not mechitzes of 10. So it's because we say gudach is mechitzte. So we imagine as if the mechitze went down. Up to the karke, up to the karkayam or the karkayabosh or kontravis rabiude. So memele, why shouldn't he be chayev if he throws a chifetz here? Because actually, we don't have a mechitze, so it's not chayev. So you can ask the same kashe. How about we say Rishus HaYochid Ila Brokia? According to Rashi, so the whole aloch of Rishus HaYochid Ila Brokia is based upon the Asik mechitze. So even though the mechitze extends only up to here, and the chayfetz, let's say, and there is a big kone, and then the chayfetz is noch refchiz desdin on top of that kone that is lemailo min amchitzes, so he is chayev Rishus HaYochid Ila Brokia. But we don't have actual mechitzes, so we say, what difference does it make whether they have actual mechitzes or not? But the halacha says, good asik mechitzte. We imagine as if the mechitze goes up. So here the halacha says, good asik mechitzte. So we imagine as if the mechitze goes down. So why shouldn't he be chayev? Now, there is the same thing that Teisa says here. Zohar gnoch al gabov chayev, mash medav kal gabov. Aval Tachtav Loi. So he's mentioned also in Teisves Daf Kuf Alev. Daf Kuf Alev, also in Teisves Nerev. But in Teisves Daf Kuf Alev, it might be that they are two Lishenes. I mean, it's not Muchech. One Loshen is certainly like Teisves here. But then there is another Loshen. So the Shaila is, what's the Pshat in the other Loshen? That's another Shaila. Now, the Gemara here. The Gemara here, the Sugi of Bitzisa the Misha. So, that's a boat that goes slant. So, the Gemara says, V'lo yamor en l'shem b'pochas m'shleisha daf kufal v'm dalet. L'shem b'pochas m'shleisha abo. Aval yeish b'pochas m'gimel abo leslem bo. V'im al yinu kone vu v'ne leslem bo. Maskif lo Rav Nachman v'lo yim igudachis m'chitzte. Mili tanye Rav Yeisi b'Rav Yude. So in other words, even if it is more than gimel tvochem removed from the karke, so we should still apply the aloha of gudachis. Mili tanye Rav Yeisi b'Rav Yude. Ima no es kone b'shus rabim reishit rasko. Zorg noch al gabo v'chayev. Al ma'amrinu gudachis m'chitzte. Och anam enei gudachis m'chitzte. Maskif lo Rav Yeisi v'lo ishmir lo lohodom Rav Yude omarav v'matuk bo mishim Rav Chiye v'iton alo v'chachom im Petrin. So in other words, only Rav Yeisi b'Rav Yude says gudachis, but the chachom im say no. Om la abaye v'at le tizbere. And you hold that according to the Chachomim we don't say gudachis. V'atani omud b'shus rabim gavi asor v'rochav dalet v'im b'kri dalet v'im kose shalei zgimu v'zov v'nochal gabo v'chayim al ma'amrinu gudachis m'chitzte. Och aname gudachis m'chitzte, so that the Rabbonon also agree with gudachis m'chitzte. So the Gemara says no, that the Rabbonon don't agree with gudachis m'chitzte. But why don't they agree with gudachis m'chitzte? Because it's a m'chitzte o'sha gdoyim b'ikim tachtov. So that's only in the Yaboshah. Mashein came in the boat, so that's yam. No goats can pass on the water. So and pki as dogim losh mopki. Hamchiz adoy. Hosam have mechitz adoyim beikim bo. Hoch have mechitz adoyim beikim bo because it's in the yam. It's in the boat. Oh, so amal ravache brei the ravache the ravache gab isvino name uike pki as dogim. Omalei pki as dogim losh mopki. Omateimre so. So the havamin of the Gemara was, so the maskon of the Gemara was that the Rabbonon achilik on the din of gudachis. Only Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yude holds gudachis, but the Rabbonon hold that gudachis is only shayach in yam, where there is no pkias gdoy. But in Yaboshe there is no gudachis. But the havamin of the Gemara was that we say, Rabbi Yisrael assumed that even the Rabbonon applied the aloch of gudachis even on the Yaboshe. So this is the kashi. Vizorak v'nochal gabo v'chayev dafkuf alef umlalev. L'may v'salko daitach hashti. Dein chiluk bim mechitze l'mayim l'sho mechitzes. V'salko daitach named l'pligi rabon naled rabi yisib rabi yude. L'y mozo l'akshu yamayi hotnan v'fir kitzat mishtatvin k'zust rashi l'may l'min amayim. Ein mimal himenu elo im kein osu lo mechitze yud. So if you have a k'zustre coming out from the boat, let's say, coming out from the boat, the boat is on the yam, and it comes out, exustre comes out, and he wants to draw water from the yam into the boat. Now he's faced with a problem, because the yam is a kamles, the boat is a rishus ayochit. So how can he draw water? So there is an eitze. As the exustre comes out from the boat, so he constructs mechitzes. He constructs mechitzes just over a certain portion of water in the yam, and then so he bends down and he draws water. So then the whole portion becomes enclosed as a rishus hayochid, even though it's a mechitze tluyo, because the mechitze does not go down to the karka that is beneath the water of the yam. So b'mayim itil. This is what the Gemara says. So he has the kashe. So, but he has to construct a mechitz of yud. He has to attach to the exustre walls that are 10 tvochim high. But if he constructs walls that are less than 10 tvochim high, not. So the question is, here Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude says that noatz koneu v'reishit trust. So even though now the traskle, the konis does not have dalet, and the traskle, so we say gudachis in respect to the uve hatraskle, But that does not have 10 tefachim. Still, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says that we say gudachis even though he doesn't have 10 tefachim. In other words, gudachis is distinguishable from gudasik. In order to apply the halacha of gudasik, so first you must have, at the very outset, a mechitzah of 10 tefachim. Then, an actual mechitzah of 10 tefachim. Then you imagine it goes high. But if you have an actual mechitzah of 9 tefachim, you can't imagine that it goes higher after the Rukia. But that's Ligabi Gudasik. But Ligabi Gudachis, we see from Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda that even though this mechitzah is only tefach or 2 tefachim, still we say Gudachis. And the Rabbanon, Achilikan Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda in the Yaboshi. But in the Yam, Pkiyas Dogim Loishma Pkiyas, so they agree with Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. So why does the Mishnah Neirav say that he has to construct the mechitzah of Yud, even if the mechitzah is less than Yud? So he says, "L'motzlakshuy amai hotnam v'firkitzat mishtatvin amai hotag zeshdatin zuzur zustro shil malim namai malim menu and kinos mechitzah Yud matorch mechitzah Yud beloy mechitzah Yud tritizge tmoi betzkasko." That's the kashi. So now comes the teretz. The davke al gabo froshiv leRabbi Yisi beRabbi Yud erishus hayochid avoli matoloy. So in other words, so Teisus is saying, then Teisus says another teretz. But in the first lotion, Teisus is saying that when Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh says Gudachis, and even though that the day if they had Traskel are much less than Yud, we still say Gudachis. So then we say Gudachis that the Milo should be Rishus HaYoch. But Lemato, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, will not become Rishus HaYochid. Masha'in Kein, if the Deifnei Atrasko will be 10 Tvachim, let's say, suppose you have a Kone, and then you have a Trasko, and the Deifnei Atrasko itself is 10 Tvachim, so then Teisa says in the first Lashon, so it will be Chayev, even Lemato. So in other words, so then Teisa says another time. But according to the first Lashon in Teisves, the first Lashon in Teisves, Daf Kufalev, agrees with the Teisves here. Teisves here, Daf Tzadik Tes, Amud Beis. He says, Daf Kalgabov, Avol Tachtov Loi. So Teisves, in the first Lashon, Daf Kufalev, says the same thing. But he adds another thing, he adds another point. He says, when do we say Daf Kalgabov, Avol Tachtov Loi? If the actual mechitza is less than 10 tefachim. So, less than 10 tefachim. So, only al gabov, it is a rishus hayochid, tacht of not. But if the actual mechitza is 10 tefachim, so then we say gudachis, and even at the bottom it becomes a rishus hayochid. Now, we have to understand what is it? What's this for? We have to understand two things. First of all, monefshech. Do we say Gudachis or we don't say Gudachis? If we don't say Gudachis, so if one tap, it cannot become a Rishus HaYochid. How can it become, if we don't say Gudachis, how can it become a Rishus HaYochid on tap? And if we do say Gudachis, so that means that it goes down. So you have Yud. So, that's one thing. Then we have to understand Monefshach. If Teis Veshite is, that at the bottom, where we don't have actual mechitzes, so we don't. It doesn't have any rishus hayochid, in spite of the fact that we say good. They say gudachis. So even in a case where on top it has 10 tefachim, even when the trasko, the Deifnei Atrasko itself is 10 tefachim, we should still say that at the bottom it doesn't have any rishus hayochid. No. So if on top it has 10 tefachim, then even the bottom is Rishus HaYochid. So we have to understand both things. But first, we have to understand this Teisus here. The other point is mentioned, Daf Kufalev. I mean, here Teisus only mentions one point, that Zorg Noch Al Gabov Chayev Mashma Davke Al Gabov Avol Tachtavli. Now, I was thinking, I mean, it's, of course, it's a big chiddush. Now, Reb Chaim, in answering the Ravitz Kashi and the Rambam, as to why the Rambam says that Lechi can be set up of Nasher or two. So Monefshech, so he says, Keiro cannot be made of Asher, because Ketus and Echteshu, but Lechi, to Lechi we don't apply the Aloch of Ketus and Echteshu.
So the Ravitz Kasogi is, what's the difference? Just as Keo requires a shiur, so Lechi also requires a shiur. Lechi requires a shiur in the height. So Rabbi Chaim says that the Rambam Shiti is that by Shabbos, so we are not interested in the hefts of Mechitze. We are only interested that the space, the mokim, should be shut off from the adjoining mokim. Not so the shiur of Yud is not in the hefts of Mechitze, because there is no requirement of a hefts of Mechitze. The shiur of Yud is in mokim. So it's not shayach to say to simach shiur. And I said that it's very likely that this is what the Magid Mishneh means, because the Magid Mishneh starts mentioning some definitions, geometrical definitions. There is a plane, and there is a solid, and there is a plane, and there is a line, and there is a point, and everything except a solid exists only in the imagination. The only thing that has a tangible existence is a solid. Why do they have to mention all that? Because he wants to say, in different words, he wants to say that the shiur of Yud is not in something tangible. It's not in the heft of Mechitze. A heft of Mechitze is something tangible. The shiur of Yud is in space. The space has no tangible existence. That doesn't mean that space is imaginary. I mean, but it has no tangible existence. So mele, we can't apply the aloha of this matter. Anyway, the main yisod of Reb Chaim in the Shittas Rambam, he says it in the Rambam, he doesn't say it in all the Shemim, is that Gabi Shabbos, so we are not interested in the heft of Mechitze, but we are interested only that the mokim should be mukef Mechitzes, not that we should have the heft of Mechitze. Let's say Gabi Suke, so we are interested in the heft of Mechitze. We saw that there is a Machlekes Rashenim, Tesfes in the Ramban, then the Tzugye of Bayish in Tzichayud, which we have Mashna Aso. Anyway, so we mentioned that there is a Machlekes Rashenim on that point. So I mentioned that there are Rashenim who definitely are Chilik, and who say that by Shabbos too, we must have the heft of Mechitze. We must have the heft of Mechitze by Shabbos too. The Rambam Shite is that by Shabbos we don't, you're not interested in the heft of Mechitze, only that the mokim should be shut off from the adjoining mokim. But the Arishenim will say that by Shabbos too, we are interested in the heft of Mechitze. But this is also a prerequisite for Rishus HaYochid. In other words, perhaps Teis Veshite is that there are two prerequisites, two elements in Shabbos. First of all, in order to become a Rishus HaYochid, there must be the Heftze of Mechitze. And number two, even if we have the Heftze of Mechitze, it must be shut off from the adjoining surroundings. If it's not shut off from the adjoining surroundings, so then it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. So, now, of course, now, when we say by Shabbos we need a Heftz of Mechitze, so it doesn't mean that we might, by Shabbos we must have an actual Mechitze. Because certainly Gabi Sukkah we need the Heftz of Mechitze. Still, the Rambam paskens that if he noats Dalet Yisedeis al Reish Agag, and then Sichech al Gabo, so then it's a good sukkah. Why? Because we say good asik. So Tesis points out, in connection with Rav Nachman there, the Abaye of the Gemara, that here it's Nikoris. Why is it Nikoris? It's Nikoris b'seich habayis. But we still don't have an actual mechitze. The actual tfanis we don't have. He put Yisedeis on the corners of the roof, on the four corners of the roof. He put Yisedeis. And then, on top of the Yisedeis, he put Tzrach. But Sukkah requires Tvaneis. Where are the Tvaneis? No. So we say, good asik mechitzte. The case le'abais are imagined to go up. So, we don't have an actual Tvaneis. But we apply the aloha of good asik. So, even though by Sukkah, it goes without saying that by Sukkah, there is a aloha of the heft of Mechitze. So even when we apply the aloha of Gudasik, it's considered to have a heft of Mechitze. even when we apply the halacha of gedasik, it's considered to have a heft of mechitze, because a heft of mechitze doesn't mean davke actual mechitze. Even if there is a halacha of gedasik, so we also have the heft of mechitze, even though actually it doesn't exist there, but we imagine it that it exists. So mele, that means that we have the heft of mechitze. So mele, according to Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yudeh, or according to Rabbonon B'yam, that we say gudachis. So mele, just as in the case where we apply the halacha of gudasik, so it's considered to have the heft of tfanis. So in the case where Alpidin we apply the halacha of gudachis, it's considered as if we had the heftze of mechitzes. But that's only one requirement for Rishus HaYochid. There is another requirement for Rishus HaYochid, that it must be shut off from the surrounding. So shut off. So mele, gudachis only implies that we have a heft of mechitze. We have a heft of mechitze up to the card. We have a heft of mechitze, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudah says. But shut off it isn't. Since bimtzias it's parutz, so it's not considered shut off from the surrounding space. So mimele, but the heft of mechitze it is. So mimele, Teisa says, daf kal gabov, avol tachtov lei. Even though the question arose, but we say gudachi, so that means that the mechitze goes down. That the mechitze goes down, too it goes down. But so we have a heft of mechitze after the karke, but it's not shut off from the surrounding space. So mele, it cannot become a rishus hayochid. Mashenkin al gabov, there it's certainly considered. There it's certainly considered. So there we have a mechitze, even though it does not have 10. So there it's considered shut off from the surrounding space. But at the bottom, where we have no mechitze, where it's completely poured, so even though we apply the aloche of gudachis, so we have a heft of mechitze, but it's not shut off from the surrounding space. So mele, at the bottom it cannot be a rishus hayochid, but on top it is shut off, and the heft of mechitze we have all the way at the bottom and on the top. So mele, Teisa says, dam zoat no khal gabov khayev mash medavke al gabov avol tachtov loy. All right, now we just want to go over quickly all of this gemara. Omar Rove pshitali mayim al gabi mayim hayna nechos egis al gabi mayim. So hainan echoson v'imnot al miktoson v'heitzi havakir eges al gabe mayim lav hainan echoson v'imnot le mishom lav akir. You know, we had that gemara. Boy rove eges bichli ukli tzof al gabe mayim al mi amrinon bosar eges azlinon v'onayich oidilmo bosar kli azlinon v'onayich teiku shemen al gabe yai v'yin shabbos. So, machlekes Rabbi Yechem menurim rabon. Ditna, shemen shetzof al gabi yai, vinoga tvulyeim bishemen, loy posal ele shemen. A tvulyeim is one who became tome. Whether he became tome to mechmuro, or he became tome to mekalo, it doesn't make any difference. So, anyone who became tome, and he was teveil, and he has to wait for Erev Shemesh, so after the tefillah, until Erev Shemesh, he's considered as a tefillah. So the status of a tefillah is the same as of a sheinu litume. So memele, if a tefillah, let's say, if a tefillah, even a tomei mes, who is tomei 7 days, but let's say he was teveil, mi bedei, and then until Erev Shemesh, is a tefillah, and then he'll touch, before Erev Shemesh, he'll touch a eichel of trumo, so that eichel of trumo becomes a shlishi. So memele, that becomes posel, and it's not tomei. So what does it mean, posel atomei? It means, Rashi says, shetzof al gabi yayin, shemen shel trumo, shetzof al gabi yayin, shel trumo, mishum ochen o katuliei, mishum di peisel, veine mitami. So what does it mean, veine mitami? That's a certain expression. It means, he is mitami, but it cannot be go further. Because he has a status of a sheneli tumei. So mimele, when he touches an eichel of trumo, he becomes a shlishi. You don't have anything beyond shlishi in trumo. So mimele, it cannot go further. Veni mitami. Hilkach li posel shemen bilvat. Di laf chiberu li mevek echad. So in other words, so shemen shetzof al gbayayin. If you have the shemen on top of the ayin, and the tvulyeim touched only the shemen. So the Rabbonon hold that there is no chibur. There is no chibur between the shemen and the yayim. If there had been chibur between the shemen and yayim, so the shemen and yayim would be like one liquid of yayim or one liquid of shemen. So mele, when it tvulyeim touches, let's say a wine in a big barrel. So we don't say that only the uppermost layer of wine in the barrel becomes posel, and the lower layer is not, because it's one wine, it's one mess of wine. So mimele, but so the rabbanon say shemen and yayin are not considered as one mess of one thing. So mimele, he touched just the shemen. But the shemen is in contact with the yayin. But since he is a tvulyeim, he is a second litume. So mimele, the shemen that he touched becomes a shlishi. So the yayin cannot become a revi, because you don't have beyond the shlishi. In Kedesh you have a revi. But Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, meshneim chibur zeh lazeh. So it's one thing. So mimele, that has relevance in Shabbos too. So shemen shetzof al gabi yayin. של תרומה משנו אחד נוח התבוליה משנו פייסל מטעם הילוקר לפוסל לשם בלבד להפכי ברור למבק אחד וילה ותומה ומטעם לשמם ושמם פוסל ליי שני מחיבו דהבק אחד. In other words, what does it mean וילה ותומה? If it תבוליה had been considered to have a status of a rish, so then even though there is no חיבו between שמן יין, so the שמן would become a שני, and the שמן is in contact with the יין, so the יין would become a שליש. וילה ותומה יהב מטעם לשמן, ושמן פוסל יין. שניהם חיבו דהבק אחד, ונפסל, אף היין. So אם ישע בסנאמי, לרבונון, הבלי, כי אגס על גבי מים, ולרבי יחנן, הבלי, כי מים על גבי מים. So it's considered no, according to רבי יחנן, אומר הבאי, בואי ברשוס הרבי, עמוק העשור הוא חובו שמינו וזורק לסיכו מחצלס חי חילקו מחצלס פוטה. So if the bear is עמוק העשור and it's רוכב שמינו, and then he threw a מחצלס, but he didn't throw it in such a way that he should divide the bear into two equal portions. He just threw it into the bear. So ממילא he's חי, because it remains Rishus HaYochid. Mashenkin, if he threw it in such a way that it split the bayer into two portions, so then the Hanoche at the end, turned at the last moment, turns out to be not in Rishus HaYochid. So Memele is Pota. Chilk Machzeles Pota. La Abaye di Pshitele Machzeles Mivat Lamechitze. Kol Shpul Chulye di Mivat Lamechitze. Rabbi Yechon di Miboyalei. Chulye machzeles pshita dulim vat lemechitze. Alright. Vizorak lesich machzeles. Mishim seifin nochat lehi. Di boi lemena holke machzeles pota. La shminon de anoche. Anoche schreve siluk mechitze va adode pota. Vohoche siluk mechitze. Di zil hoche leke abo. Di zil hoche leke dalet. Di bota lehi uvei. Mokei mikei machzeles. Kol shken chulye di siluk mechitze vada yudim vat lehi. Rabi yeche machzeles pshita dulim vat lehi. Di nama amrinon. Silik mechitze v'anoch eschivitz kadode poter hoche chayev l'mvatlei hilkach lav silik mechitze. So Rishenim point out that he has reference to a case where he did not have the intention that this machzeles should remain there forever, but as long as he threw it in such a way as to split it into two portions, So mimele, it is mivat. So the Rabbi Yechon machzelis fidul mivat. The chinam amin esilik mechidah noches chemis kadode poter. Hoche chayev don vatle hilkach laf silik mechitzi. Yeah. Viyom Rabbi. ויאמר רבי, ויהיה בשוס הרבים, עמוק העשור ורחוב העבור, לא יומיים, וזו רק לסייך חי, לא יפרס, וזו רק לסייך פות, מה הייתה עם המים, לא היא מבט למחיצה, so even though it's full with water, but that is not מבט או למחיצה, because one can easily pass through water, it doesn't obstruct, water it does not obstruct, so maybe it's not mevatel mechitze, but peire is something solid, so serves as an obstruction. So maybe it's mevatel mechitze, and since so too that the emek of the peire is ten, but then there are peire apples, let's say oranges or whatever it is. So that is mimayi the depth from 10, let's say, to 7. So maybe it's not omikasor. Peire mevatel mechitze. Now, Rashi, Vizorak Lesecho Mishus Rabbi, Midi Naiche, Kiyenebe Noimai, Chayiv Lambrinon Kivin Dimol Imayim, Lo Yehav Yishay Yochid, Imvat Lo Mechitzes. Mleyo Peire is Potter, the bottle Mechitzes, Kil Melu Ofer. Tanya Namoch, that Maya is not Imvat Lo Mechitzes. Hazirik Nayam Li Yisratye, Um Yisratye Liyam, Nisratye, that's a Rishus Rabbi, and Yam is a Carmelis. So Azirik na Yam Nisratye na Nisratye Yam Potter. So it's min Carmelis Rishus Rabbi, Rishus Rabbi li Carmelis. Reb Shimon Meir, im yeish bimokim shezorak, omu kasor, virochef arbo chay. So Reb Shimon says now Rashi, im yeish biyam bimokim shezorak, gumo miyechedes levado, amuko. Asoro uchovo dalet rishus ayochi leatzmoi v'lo yehavi kisho yam afal gav di yam name omeku u'meile shamino midereb shimen dimayim uvat l'mechit. So that's the Rai. So Reb Shimon says now the yam in its entirety is a carmelis. Suppose you have a beir in the yam, in the karka yam, so you have a gume and it's omek asoro rochev dalet, so u'meile dead gume in the karka yam has a din of a rishus ayochet. So the Rai is from Reb Shimon. Now, but the question is, that gume that is omer kasoro is full with water, so let the water that fills up the gumo be mivatel the mechitzes of the gumo. So we say no, it's not mivatel. So it's a Rai. It's a Rai to Abayis din. So all the Rishenim raise the question. So this is what Reb Shimon says, but the Rabbanan Achilik. So Mele. So on the contrary. So just as there is a as Reb Shimon is misayeya to Abayis Din, so it's a kashe from the Rabbanan. So there is a very long Rashba here. Very long Rashba. Now let's go over the Rashba first, and then we'll go over the Ramban and Piris Mivat Lemechitz. Now, Reb Shimon Eimer Yeshi Mokim Shezora Akeim Mekasor Overochef Arbo Achay Vihike Lemeidak Ad Misayelim Mid Reb Shimon Leisve Mid Rabbono Di Patre Di Al Memaye Mivat Lemechitz Vihish Mishe Piris Di Tanekame Vireb Shimon Loinech Lekuboho Di Lkul Al Meloy Mivat Lemechitz אלו ביקרה די מילסה פליגה ניתנה כמסו ועדי בירו מקסורו וריחפר בו בקרמלס הרי הוא כקרמלס ורב שימן סובר רשוס היוחיד אבא Rishta Yochid Abe. So in other words, so he says the Rashbo that the reason is why the Rabbono Nachirikan Reb Shimon, and they say that even if the Gume in the Yam, in the Karkal Yam, is Omikud Verichaf Arbo, so it still does not have a din of Risha Yochid, is not because the Rabbonon holds, because the Mayim that fills up the Gume is Mevatel the Mechitze. No. On that point, the Rabbonon agree with Reb Shimon. But Rabbonon say something else, that in the Kamales, a Beir Omikud Verichaf Dalet, in the Kamales is not a Risha Yochid. And then he says, How does the Gemara know that this is the reason as to why the Rabbonon Achilik and Reb Shimon? Maybe the reason as to why the Rabbonon Achilik and Reb Shimon, because they simply hold that my just as Peiris is Mevatel the Mechitza they make. So Maya also reduces they make is Mevatel the Mechitza. So he says, we nearly time is in the ikaf look tie be my vat mechit eloi lifflik be beam ole mai. So why do they have to mention that machlekes in connection with the gume in the midst of the yam? Let's say just a beer in the rishus arabim in the street. It's on a cute rochem dalet and it's full with water. It doesn't have to be full with water. The water fills up part of the beer, thereby reducing the depth to less than 10. To less than 10. Why don't they mention the machlek? Why don't they aren't the chilik in regard to such a case? The answer is, in such a case, they'll always, even the Rabbonon will agree that there's a din of rishus hayochid. That may not be vatla. But the Rabbonon only say where the beer happens to be in the midst of the yam. In the Carmelis. So the Rabbonon Shite is that the Beir Omik Yud Rochel Dalet in the Carmelis does not become a Rishon HaYochid. And he says, this is the Shite Rambam. Vize Udas HaRambam Zal Shechim Kosav the Beir Omik Asor Lo Rav Abo become in the Carmelis. It's very strange that Rashbo, because this is the text that the Ravid had in the Rambam, and then the Ravid was Masik. The Ravid is Masik. Now the Loshen, it's Perek Yudalet Mihilches. Mihilches Shabbos Halochevo Beir Shebi Karmeles Hareyu Ki Karmeles Afilo Omu Kmeyo Amo Im Eim Beyabo. That's the right Gersi. This is the way it has to be according to the Rambam himself. But the Ravid had another text, another Gersi. Beir Shebi Karmeles Hariu ki karmeles, afilo omik meyo amo virochiv dalet. That's the gear that the Ravid had. So, Omar Avrom, Braise zui tose. So, in other words, so, according to the gear that the Ravid had in the Rambam is saying in Big Chiddush that Beir omu kasoro virochiv dalet ni karmeles does not become a rishus hayochid. In the rishus Rabim, it becomes a rishus hayochid. But in the Carmelis, it doesn't become a Rishon HaYochid. So where did the Rambam get that? So the Ravid assumed that the Rambam got it from this Gemara, from this price. Here, Reb Shimon says that it's a Rishon HaYochid, the Gume. But the Rabbanon say no. And the Gemara mentioned the Raya from this price that Maya is not Mivatle Mechitz. So the Kashi arises. So there seems there should be a Yufte against that. In the Kamales, a Beir or Mokasor, Virochel Dale does not become a Rishus HaYochid. Does not become a Rishus HaYochid. So that's the price. Omar Avrom Brice Zui Tosi the time for Kazir Kazir Kuna Yam Srat Misrat Yam Potter Rapshim Neymar Yishmok Momo Kasor of Rochav Dalet Chaye. Who saw them in the Polikach Atanekame Michal Tanekame a Kol Karmeles Koma Viloi Loyom Atanekame Lebeo Shebi Yam the Kule Yam Karmelesi Huoil Vamayim Tzofi Malpiv Avo Beo Shebi Yaboshi Val Svosi Karmeles Rishus Ayochid Muroi Mishmaite the Pirik from Arvi Nos ne bir afilomik me ya mein scho ולא יעיד אלא אפילו סלע שבים גבי ידל ורוחב דלת אם יטלקלו מסיכו לים לים לסיכו וכן סבינו שבים וכן סבינו שבים. So in other words, so the Raibet says that the reason is why the Rabbonon Achilik is because seeing too that the Be'er is only Kasor Rochev Dalet and the water itself in per se is not Mivatel the Mechitzeh, but in as much as it is, it overflows with water and then it has the same level of water, so Mimele it's not considered to be a Rishus Hayochid, because I mean, what's the pshat? So what? After all, it is Omek Asor V'Rochev Dalet. How does the Raivet explain the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon? It is Omek Asor V'Rochev Dalet. The Mayim in itself, in themselves, are not Mivatel the Mechitzeh. So why, if it is Sofal Pio and it is Shove, it has the same level with the water of the Yam, so Mimele, it does not have a Dinosh Hayochid. Now, so we have to say, now the Rambam himself says, even though the Rambam doesn't agree with the Raivet, the Rambam himself says, in Pirkei Yudalet Halacha Hei, Avir HaKarmeles Hareyu Ki Karmeles, Ad Asor HaTvachim, Ulmailo Masor HaTvachim, Be'Avir HaKarmeles Hareyu Mokim Ptur, Lefichoch Me'al Pnei HaMayim Shebiyamim Shebinoris, Ad Asor HaTvachim, Ki Avir HaKarmeles, Ulmailo Masor HaMokim Ptur, Avol Kolo Eime Kamli Yomayim, Hareyu Ki Karkov, So in other words, that even though Lemailo Miyu Tvochim in the Avia of the Carmelis has a din of Mokim too, and the same thing is true the Lemailo Miyu Tvochim in the Avia of the Yam, but we don't start reckoning the Yu Tvochim from the surface of the Karka Hayam beneath the water. The Yam might have water, the depth of the water might be much more than 10 Tvachim. It is much more than 10 Tvachim, usually. So one could say that since Lemailom Yutvachim, so is considered as a Mokim Ptur, and let's say in any other issues, where do you start reckoning the 10 Tvachim? From the surface of the Karaka. So maybe in Yam too, we should start reckoning the 10 Tvachim from the Karka of the Yam beneath the water. So the Rambam says no. We start reckoning the 10 Tvachim not from the surface of the Karka beneath the water, but from the surface of the water. And if, let's say, if the Yam is so deep, it has 10 Amo. It's 10 Amo deep, the water. So 10 Tvachim from the surface of that water upwards has a din of a Karmeles. And then after that, it's a Mokim Ptur. So the Rambam explains it. Why? Aval koloei mekamlei yomayim hariyu kikarka ovo. In as much as mibrias hoelom. So the karka, the karka of the Yam is covered with water, and the water of the Yam is mechase the karka of the Yam. So memela, all the water of the Yam is considered like an extension of the karka Yam. That's misheishes imebreishis. So the karka Yam is covered with water. So memela, all the water that covers the karka, that covers the Karka Yam, is considered like an extension of the Karka, as if the water of the Yam had been solidified. So he says, "Avol koloime kamle yomayim hariyu ki karka ovo." So mele, the surface of the water, that's the surface of the Karka Yam, because it's one thing with the Karka. It's like a Karka ovo. It's like a Karka ovo. So this the Rambam says. So Mimele, in the same way, we have to explain the Raivet Chite. The Raivet says that the reason is why the Rabbonon, Achelik and Rav Shimon, they say that the Beir Omukyut V'Rochev Dalet in the Karkayam does not have a din of Rishus Hayochid, is because the Mayim that fills it up, so is Sofal Pior, and they form one layer of water. So Memele, since the Yam, so that means, so it's considered as if the Kark, just as Ligabe the Karkayam, we say that all the water above the Karkayam is considered an extension of the Karkayam. So Mele, when the Karkabeyoshebiyam is Omikaso from the Svasabeyam, and then there is water is Sofalpio. So Mele, all the water inside the Beya, together with the water in the Yam, are considered like an extension of the Karka Hayam. So Mimele, they're not Rishus Hayochi. That's the Raimichi. Alright. So anyway, but the strange thing about this Rashbo is that the Rashbo mentions the Rambam and he gives that as a teretz. And then it, so you could say the Rashbo didn't know, I mean, that of the tshuva of the to the Chachmilunil. So the Chachmilunil, as the Rambam, they wrote to the Rambam, how can he say that Beya Shebi Karmeles, Afilomik Meyo Amo, Viyesh Beya Abba Tvochim, so Hareyu Ki Karmeles? So the Rambam says, Toyes Nizdam Nolochem. And it should be written, Beya Shebi Karmeles, Hareyu Ki Karmeles, Afilomik Meyo Amo, Imein Beya Abba. That's the way it's written here. And the Rashbo knew that this was the correction that the Rambam made. One second. This is the correction that the Rambam made. So why does he mention? So then at the end he says, "Acha kein bol yodi tshuva sarav zal biatzli sheheishiv lechach menu." That's very strange. I mean, monefshech. So just because he took notice of it after he wrote it, but so why does he mention that? All right. Anyway, let's see. Let's go for the Rashi. So he says, "Avol arayved v'nirali taimim shum diikat luktai b'mayim v'atle mechitz deloi liflik b'beyam ole mayim v'mizboat luktai b'itvei v'zehu das haRambam zal shechim kosav d'beir ome kasor v'rochiv abo v'kamles d'nei k'kamles avol arayved zal tofes alof v'yomar dul kula ome beir shemi kamles chushus ayochid eloche shana shamayim tofim olof v'ari hatel bo k'mechot." All the water from the Karka Beir, from the Karka Yam, together with the water from the Karka Habeya Shebiyam, are considered like Karko. So, וזהו שנח לקרב שימן, אבל ביר שבאיר, בושו, רישוס היוח ידעו לכל העלמי, ואם הרני שהרב רמי שזה, על דרמב״ם, סומך לה תספת את מחילתי. דיטניה פרקד א', ישרעת על גבי ביקו, זורק נשרעת על ביקו פוטה. רב שימן אימיר, אם יש במוקים שזורק, אימק עשור התבוכים, So there, so Bishleime here, Reb Shimon has reference to a bear in the Yam that is full with water. So we can say the reason is why Reb Shimon says that he is Chayev and Rabbon Achiliki, because the Achiliki on the question as to whether Mayim is Mevatel Mechitzah or not. But over there, Reb Shimon says the same din, not in respect to a beya that is full with water, but he just says im yesh bimokim shezora kim kasor tvochem arei chay elo sheyesh lichikolof moditanya mikom aisel abirish perikam and mechiltin gabi tashmish al diatrak mischavim lish bishus rabim the gemara we had yitzias shabbos v'nuach yiruvi bebeya lemayl masor tvochem meruveirav mat masor tvochem meruveirav v'asi lefushe hodikton lemayl masor tvochem lesbi asor tvochem al mitashmish al diatrak shmo tashmish. So the gemara says no. ומשנה הוא וירובי בקרמלס, אבל מיד מיוטבוחים, תלוי מבאים מקיוטבוחים, אין ירובי ערב, דירובי מוקמחות וירובי מוקמחיה. אלמה, בייר יוד. So if the bear is in the Karmeles, and the bear is less than 10 tvochim deep, so then it's considered mokemechot. מה שאין כן, if it is יוטבוחים deep, and it's Rochim Dalet, so it's not considered Huvi Ruvi Mokemechot. Why? Because he'll be made Simishus Ayochid Lishus Rabin. So how can the Rambam say, as it was assumed by the Rashi, that the Beir, Omik Yud, Verech Abdalet, and the Carmelites does not constitute a Rishta Yochid, so it's Gemara Mefureshes. V'yeshlo Litaris L'das HaRambam, the Homan Rav Shimoni, the Numitz Osunam Feirish, but he said, so in other words, so he says, that Gemara, that price, the Gemara applies that price, Alibi Rav Shimon, but in Ochanam, according to Rabbonim of Rav Shimon, so a Beir, Omik Yud, Verech Abdalet, does not have a Rishta Yochid. El the Koshalei, צאז דין קינה אבל מיי מאסום ומאן רב שימני קיבן רבונו להב דין הוכה רמין פרו תחכינה די פוי קוסום ויזין משם הו בש רבן וירו וביקמו אס רבו סו ווען די מורה אפלייז די פרייסה א ליבד וואן טאמה סו די מורה ספלס איט אאוט even if we pass like that tane over there we pass like that aber has kamo vechamo here so if the price is applied according to Rav Shimon and we don't pass like Rav Shimon, so certainly the Gemara should spell it out, it's only a little bit of Shimon. Ve'ed yesh li dadik al divar Rambam. Mehod etanye be'erav m'perik ado, sela she b'yam govi aso v'rochav dalet, imitalkun l'misich l'yam, l'yam l'seichai, da'alme, af al pisha ayam ki karmeles, mati v'sa sela, v'y b'seichai, af il hoche, ein li sela, din karmeles, el ha'reya v'shus ha'rabim, g'muro. So we see that the sela in the yam becomes a rishus ha'yochi. So why shouldn't the Beir Omek Yud in the Yam become a Rishis Ayoch? Vizu gam kenach natshuve sheish vol varayvi basoges vav bezu yish li lemidol of schus di osam u mipnei shemuchlak na yam ligamre vinikaru sheinu mimenu sheze yam vize sela. So nadu es tzopneya, so a Beir Omek Yud in the Carmelis Omek Yud roch vadal in the Carmelis is not so nika, the hevdel from the rest of the Carmelis is not so evident, Mashein ki nisela govea yud in the yam is nika. So he says, afal pi sheze yam is a sela, afal pi shayam atufetz mikol zonov, ein nasa mikach kalmeles, shim kein, af kolo eilom yeheki kalmeles, shari maki fo yisei ukiones. So he says, so if we are going to say that since the water is maki the sela, so Memela the Sela should be bottled to the Yam, because the Yam is Makiv the Sela, the water of the Yam is Makiv the Sela. So then we should say that Kolo Eilom Yei Kamle Shai Makiv Yisrael Kiones. In other words, the whole world should become bottled to the Yam Kiones, the Yam Kiones that is Makiv it. But we don't say that it becomes bottle to the Yamik Yonis just because it is Makiv. Why? Because everyone can see that there is a hevdel between the Yamik Yonis and the Yaboshe, that the Yamik Yonis encompasses. So Memele here too, even though the water of the Yam encompass the Sela that is Goveya Yud V'Rochev Dalet, so the Sela that is Goveya Yud V'Rochev Dalet does not become bottle to the Kamelis. This is what he said. So that's only a sela is not bottle, but uchayis yishom ufirik is a passer. So the Gemara says, then he mentions the Gemara neisim passing. Now the Gemara neisim passing is a very fundamental Gemara in regard to an erev. So there, one mandoma said. There is a machlekes in the Mishnah in Erev, and we mentioned it several times, as to whether Oser Rabim Vatel Mechitzte or not. So Rabbi Yudah say, Oser Rabim Vatel Mechitzte. So by Pasi Berois, Dium Din, so it's considered as a Mechitz Alpedin, and it's muter for the Eileri Golim to draw water there, with Litzirach HaBehimeis, so, because the Dium Din constitute a Mechitze, so Rabbi Yudah says, suppose the Rabbim passed through the Dium Din, so then it's Mevatel Mechitze, because also Rabbim Vatel Mechitze. V'chachomim meimrim eni tzorech. V'chachomim say, lo yose Rabbim Vatel Mechitze. Then the Gemara says, here, the Chav Beis Omdalev,
The last line, Omar Vritzer by Yisif, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Eretz Yisroel Chayovim Lo Mishum Rishus Rabbi. That in Eretz Yisroel there cannot be a Chiyuv Rishus Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Dimi Vekomo Lo Shmaitam Lo Abayil Rav Dimi Mai Taime, Ilei Me Mishum Di Makif Li Sul Medi Tzur, Sul Medi Tzur was a certain path that was mountains. So in other words, so that Sul Medi Tzur, that path, that road, was considered as a mechitze. Was considered as a mechitze, let's say, so it's considered a mechitze. So, Makhle Sul Medi Tzur Mahargise. And then, from the other side, Umachtene Digeda Mahargise. And then there was another side, so there was an emek of Yud. So it had mechitzes. So, Bovel Namos, so why only Eretz Yisrael is not a Rishus Rabim? Bovel also, Makif Lepros Maharkrise, so the river Euphrates, so encompasses Bovel on one side, and Vidigles Maigise, and the other river Digles, so that encompasses Bovel from the other side. And the Kula Almaname Makif Lekionis, so then you should say that all of the world, the whole Yabosh, it should have a din of Rishus Hayochid because the Yamuk Yonis is Makif, but you don't say that for whatever reason. So why do you say that the Eretz Yisroel does not have a din of Rishus Rabim? So the Gemara says, Dilma Maile, that Maile Sumeya des Kamret. So in other words, when Rabbi Yechanan said that Eretz Yisroel in Hayom Rishus Rabim, it didn't mean all of Eretz Yisroel. Certain paths, certain roads. Certain parts of Eretz Yisroel, Miles and Myrnes, you went up. So it was a Tela Mislakeit, Yud Mitecharba. So those parts of Eretz Yisroel don't have a Din Arishus Rabim. But the rest of Eretz Yisroel that was not such a slant of Tela Mislakeit, Yud Mitecharba, Ameis, so is can be Arishus Rabim. And that's the reason is, now, anyway, here the Gemara says, the Gemara refutes that this proposition that all of Eretz Yisroel is not a Rishus Rabim because it has mountains on one side, has an emek, on the other side, that doesn't make it into Rishus Hayochid, because if we are going to say that mountains that encompass it on one side and an emek that encompass it on the other side make it Rishus Hayochid, then the whole world should be a Rishus Hayochid because the Yamuk Yonis encompasses the whole Yabosh. The Yamuk Yonis encompasses the whole Yabosh. So Yamuk Yonis means not only the Atlantic, it means the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian Ocean. Okyonis means ocean. In other words, so not as an ocean is Makiv the whole world. But the Gemara doesn't say why not. The Gemara says it's impossible to say that the fact that somebody took Umachtone together encompass Eretz Yisroel, that should make it Rishus Hayochid, because if somebody too makes it Rishus Hayochid, so the whole world should become Rishus Hayochid because Yamuk Yonis is Makivet. But why not? Why isn't the whole world a Rishus Hayochid? So Rishenim, all the Rishenim has that discussed that. Teisves here, Daf Chav Beis, the Ramban in the Chidushim Manirim, there is very little, but he discusses that point. So Teisve says, now, so, Bishleim Alibe de Rabbi Yude, there is no kashe as to why the whole world does not become a Rishus Hayochid, because Rabbi Yude holds an account of the fact that Yamik Yonis is Akivet. So he says, no, because Rabbi Yude holds Oser Abim Vatle Mechitz. So Memele, Yamik Yonis could not, even though Yamik Yonis is Makiv the whole world, but people go by boat, so they go through that mechitze. So Mimele it's also Rab Matl Mechitze. But the question is Alibi de Rabono, who they are Chilikan Rabbi Yude, and they say that even if Rabim pass through a mechitze, it is not mafkia the din mechitze. So even though people passed through from the Yam into the Yabosho, but lo yose Rabim Vatl Mechitze, so the whole Yabosho should become a Rishus Hayochid. So Teisves gives the teretz that the Rabbonon achilikan Rabbi Yude only in regard to mechitza asuya b'deyodom. So Rabbi Yude holds that even mechitza asuya b'deyodom, so we say Yosef Rabbi Vatel mechitze, the Rabbonon say, no, if the mechitze
was asuya bidi odom, so lo yose rabim vatl mechitze, mashinki mechitze asuya bidi shamayim. Mechitze asuya bidi shamayim, so even the rabbonon amide that also rabim vatl mechitze. And that's the reason as to why the Yamukiones is not. Does not make the, all of the Yaboshe into Yishra Yochid, because also it's a Mechitza Asuya B'Dishamayim, and also Rabbi Muvat L'Mechitzte. This is Teisus Teretz. The Ramban, in the Chidushim Anerevim, so he gives two Terutzim. One is like Teisves, and the other Teretz is that, and we don't have to say that the Ramban applies it even to Mechitza Asuya B'Dishamayim. We can say that the Ramban applies it only to Mechitza Asuya B'Dishamayim. So the Ramban says that when can a Mechitza Asuya B'Dishamayim be considered a Mechitza only if the person who stands in the middle of that Rishus can see the Mechitzes. Masha'in Kein, if the person, if it is so wide, so extensive, such an extensive terrain, that the one who stands in the middle so cannot see the mechitzes, so he doesn't have it in mechitzes. A mechitzes asuya b'shamayim. Now, the Ramban does not spell it out that this applies only to a mechitzes asuya b'shamayim. But you can explain the Ramban that way. However, the Rashba in Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, he says explicitly, not only in regard to a mechitzes Hasuya b'dishamayim. He says even a mechitza hasuya b'diodom, a mechitza gmor, mamish walls, echemor. So if you have, let's say it's the Rashba says in Avodas HaKodesh that if let's say the enclosed area is so extensive that if a person stands in the center, so he will not be able to see the walls. So then, it doesn't have it in mechitze. Even mechitze asuya b'diodom. Now you'll ask, how about all the mechitzes in the shtetlach in Europe, in all the towns? So the answer is, over there, one who stood in the center couldn't see the Tzuras HaPesach that all the towns in Europe had, for a simple reason, because they had buildings. Even though they didn't have the skyscraper buildings, but they had buildings. So memela, that obstructed the view. But in all the towns in Europe, and even in Warsaw, I mean, how large was the area of Warsaw? So if you didn't have the buildings, and if someone were to stand in the center of Warsaw, he certainly would be able to see the mechitzes. He would be able to see. And the only reason as to why it was impossible to see in the towns the mechitzes is because the buildings obstructed the view. Masha'in Kein, if the area is so large, let's say like New York, so in other words, according to the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh, so even if Manhattan would have a real chemo, not ditches, but a real chemo with walls, and it would be Niulo Balailo, so it wouldn't be a Rishus HaYochid. It wouldn't be a Rishus HaYochid. According to the Rashba, it wouldn't be a Rishus HaYochid. Why? So the Rashba Shita is that even a Mechitza Asuya B'Dodom, and an actual Mechitza, a Mechitza Gmur, and even if it is Ni'ulo Balayl, but if it is so, the enclosed place is so extensive that one who stands in the center without any obstructions, without any buildings, so he wouldn't be able to see the mechitzes. It's not a mechitze. The Ramban, we don't have to say that the Ramban shit is like that, because the Ramban has reference to the whole world, and the kashi is why isn't the Yamukiones makif? So the Ramban says in one lotion that since the one who stands in the center cannot see it, so mele it's not a Rishus HaYochid. So the Ramban could be limited to Mechitza Asuya B'Dishamayim, because, and there is a basis for saying that, because after all, Teisves has the same kasha as the Ramban, and Teisves gives a teretz that where it's Mechitza Asuya B'Dishamayim, so then everybody agrees that lo yose ramvat mechitze. The Ramban has the same kasha, and he gives Teisves teretz, and then he gives another teretz. So just as in regard to the first teretz, that it has reference only to Mechitza Asir L'Shamayim, so Mistame. In regard to the second Eretz, it also has reference only to Mechitza Asir L'Shamayim, not Mechitza Asir L'Shamayim. But Mechitza Asir, but the Rashbosh it is, that even Mechitza Asir L'Shamayim. So there is no mechitze if the enclosed area is so extensive that one who stands in the center cannot see it. And because of this, so Rav Meisher Feinstein is safer in regard, I think it's Tshuva to Rabbi Yisrael Steinfeld of Hasholem. So he writes that he cannot approve of any Erev in Manhattan because of the Rashba Shitti. So no matter how good an Erev it is, I mean, even if you set up real walls, And you close the gates of Manhattan at night. So according to the Rashbo, it's not a Rishus Hayochid. So it's not a Mechitzi. So he says, and even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that Rashbo, no one in the Shulchan Aruch mentions that Avodas HaKodesh, but there is no raya that any Rishon is Chelik. That's what he says. Because of that, he's opposed to an Erev in Manhattan, but he cannot come out in a milchome against the Erev, because in as much, that's one statement that Rav Meisha made that he should not have made. So because of that, so in as much as there are no, as the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, so Mimele, he cannot come out in milchome against that Erev. So because of that, so a number of modern rabbis who don't know Hilchas Erev in any way, and because they had a psak from one Rav, so they said that Rav Meisha is also approves of the Erev, when Rav Meisha explicitly says that he's opposed to the Erev, because he says he cannot come out in Muhammad. So if someone says that he cannot come out in Muhammad, so that means it's Askome. And then, anyway, so that's the situation. One second, please, now. So this is the Gemara, this is the Gemara in Erev. Now the Rashbo here the Rashbo discusses something else. So he says, "Vavbozu yesh lelelil midol of schus, the osam hu mipnei shemuchlek nayom ligamre, v'nikaru she'eni memenu, sheze yam v'ze sara, av al pisha hayam makif eise mikol zodov, eini nase v'kach ki kamles, she'im ken av kolo eilom yehi kamles, she'ari makif eise yikyonus." So there the Gemara says something else. Why doesn't the whole world become a Rishus Hayochid on account of the fact that the Yamuk Yonis is Makiv? So why doesn't it become? So Rishenim say, either because in Mechitza Asuyah B'Lishamayim, so everybody agrees that we say, in the Mechitza Asuyah B'Lishamayim, everybody agrees that we say, Yosef Rabban Vatel Mechitzte, or because, as the Ramban says, in Mechitza Asuyah B'Lishamayim, L'chol Apoches Mechitza Asuyah B'Lishamayim, if the one who stands in the center cannot see the Mechitzes, so it's not a Mechitze. So that explains why it's not a Rishus Hayochid. But here he discusses something else. So he says, if you are going to say that a seller that is Govei Ayud, Virochev Dalet, in the midst of the Yam, so should have a din of Kamales, why should it have a din of Kamales? We say that it has a din of Rishus Hayochid, that seller. But if you are going to argue that it should have a din of Kamales, why? Because it should, since it is encompassed by the water of the Yam, so mainly it should become bottled to the Yam. It should become bottled to the Yam. So then the whole world should become bottled to the Yamuk Yonis and should have a din of a Kamales. True, the Gemara in Erev says that he doesn't have a din of a Rishus Hayochid. So he doesn't have a din of a Rishus Hayochid either because Oseh Rabban Vatel Mechitzte or because the one who stands in the center cannot see the Mechitzes. So that's the reason as to why the whole world doesn't become a Rishus Hayochid. But let the whole world become L'chol HaPoches a Kamales, on account of the fact that the Kamales, the water of the Kamales, of the Yamuk Yonis, encompass it. So we say no, it doesn't become a Kamales either. Why doesn't it become a Kamales? Because it's Muvdel, it's Nika. The Hevdel between the Yaboshe and the Yamuk Yonis is Nika to everyone. So Mimele, the same thing is true of Isela Goveyayud, Virochev Dalet. So even though the Yam is Makifet, so it doesn't become bottled to the Yam. Oh, so why is one not allowed to be metaltal from a boat into the yam? But since the yam is making the boat from all sides, so let the boat become bottled to the yam. And the Vedina of the Kamala, so maybe it should be allowed to be metaltal from the boat in the Yam. The answer is because the Svine is moved out. We can see that the Svine is something different from the Yam. So maybe it doesn't become bot. Elosh lefitam zeo yunitzrichan leima, the tail bavia so, virochef abo, bekamle, shebeya bosho, dineki kamles, shafuin in nika, she moved the lumuchlek mina kamles. Vayide amrino. Tail Govea Aso, Virochev Abo, Mitalkum Besechei, at Beisosayim, Bitil Shebishus Rabbe Misliye. So that's one Loshin Rajbo. It's a very big Kiddush. So he says, only a cell Govea Yud, Virochev Dalet, that stands in the midst of the Yam. So then it's more Nika. It's moved up. So maybe it doesn't become bottle to the Yam, to the Kamles. Mashein Kain, a tail. A little mountain that is Govoya Aso, Virochef Abo, that is in the Kamales, Shebiyabosha, let's say in the Biko. You have a little mountain, a tail, Govoya Aso, Virochef Dalet, and that stands in the Biko, that is a Kamales. So then, since the Hevdel from that small tail, that is Govoya Yud, from the rest of the Kamales is not so Nikea, so maybe it becomes bottled to the Kamales and it doesn't acquire a din of Rishus Hayochid. But then he says, but the Gemara says, Teil Gavia Asor Virochev Abo Mitaltul Miseicho Ad Beis Osayim. So that has reference to a Teil Rishus Rabim. So there it's more Nikea in a Teil Rishus Rabim. So then it becomes a Rishus Hayochid Raisi. So the Nikea has significance according to the Rashba Midrais. In other words, if Itel Govei Ayut, Virochev Dalet, stands in the Rishus Rabim, so everybody can readily notice the Hevdel between the Karka Rishus Rabim, where so many people walk through, and this tail, so mainly it's Nikea, so it becomes a Rishus Hayochid. Mashein Kein, if the tail of a Yud Rochev Dalet stands in a Kamales, in a Biko, so the Hevdel is not so Nikea, it's not readily detectable, this Hevdel, so mainly in the Raisi it doesn't become a Rishus Hayochid. That's one Losh. Vin Ame Yesh Leima, the Bitail could, then the second Losh in the Rajbi is, the Bitail could Alma Liplige, Vafil Rabbono Meide, Bey, Shafil Bikamales have a Rishus Rabin, Shekol Shu Govea Nika Shu Mokim Ifne Atzme, Umuchlek Mina Kamales, Ligamre, Avul Bey Reine Nika Kokach, Bisecha Kamales, Umichla Kamales Unechshav, Shein Inechlak Menu. So then the second Losh he says, there is a difference between a Bey Romokyut, between a Beirok Omikyud in a Kamales and Rochel Daled and the tail. A tail is more Nika than a Beir. So a tail does not become bottled to the Kamales, but a Beir is not so Nika, becomes bottled to the Kamales. In other words, Midraisi becomes bottled to the Mokim Ptum. והיינו לכל הכבשים הם בתספטה, אלא בעימק משום דבגי, ואפילו רבונו לפליגלי, ועדים ועתם לסבינו שבים. So that's the reason as to why a סבינו שבים has a din of a Rishus Hayochid, you're not allowed to be metaltal from the סבינו into the ים, and it doesn't become bottled to the ים, even though the ים, the water in the ים encompass the סבינו from all sides, because the Hevdel is substantially nika. בשאין כי ניבר ניקרמלה, so the Hevdel from the קרקע קרמלס is not so nika. Then he says that according to the Rambam. Then Achakein Bol Yodi Chuvas Rav Zal Beatzme, Sheheishiv Lachach Melunil, Shehikshulei Alze, Vichin Heishiv Lehem, Yirale Midivreim, Sheyeish Bisefer Shelochem Chisorin Dvorim, Vizenusach Hasefer, Beir Shebi Karmeles Areyu Ki Karmeles, Afilo Omuk Meyamo, Im Im Beabo, Ad Kan Lishayim, Horav Zal, Vigamze In Yemigum Gembeinah. weil im Mokim Ptur echot mir adalit rishu isu. Vilomo yilu yachli gam hu rishu slatzmi. Vie beir ze Mokim Ptur. So yes, the kashe against the correct text of the Rambam. The way the Rambam himself said it should be written. That in other words, beir bekamales, omuk yud, I mean, omuk afil meir amo. But any rochev dalet, so it has a din of a kamales. But even that is difficult because why shouldn't it be mokim ptur? Why should it have din of kamales if it doesn't have dalet al dalet? No matter how omic it is, it should have a din of a mokim ptur. So the case of Mishne, that's the kasha. So the case of Mishne gives it teretz and he says that the shita is a Rambam is, and that's the real shita of the Rambam. Because since the beir omek yud veini rochev dalet happens to be in a kamales, and midraise every kamales is a mokim ptur, so we say motzo mines minei vineya. This is how the case of Mishne explains it as Rambam. But the strange thing about this Rashba is that he didn't take out anything, even though he at the end he himself got a hold of the Tshuvas HaRambam to Chachma Luniel. So that means there was a Toya Sefer. Still, he left all the Lomdes intact. I mean, why? After all, I mean, it has no basis, the whole discussion. The Rambam, if the Rambam L'chol HaPochas had changed his mind, all right. So, there is a one of the shiurim of Reb Chaim in Valozhin in Bava Kame. So the most profound shiurim in Bava Kame. So is an Rambam that the Chachmei Luniel inquired of the Rambam, and they asked him a certain kashe from the Gemore, and then the Rambam said that he changed his mind because of that kashe from the Gemore. So he changed his mind and he asked them to correct the text of the Rambam. But there it was different. There it wasn't that the Rambam said that there was a Toy Sefer. There was no Toy Sefer. But the Rambam told them an account of that kashe from the Gemore. Nakenes and the Rambam of Potsuo list him there and the Mishnah Nakenes. So he said because of that kashe from the Gemore, so he wants them to change the text. And Reb Chaim gave a whole shia. Now, so one of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim asked Reb Chaim, why does he spend so much time, so much lomdes, when the Rambam himself said that he made a mistake? So Reb Chaim became angry at that Talmid. Now, I won't mention the name of the Talmid. He was one of the Daily Yisrael. So Reb Chaim became angry at that Talmid, and he said, suppose not the Rambam said we should correct it, but the Ravid said. So then you would understand that the Rambam deserves an explanation. Why? Because after all, the Rambam knew what we're saying. So Memele, we have to explain the Rambam. So what difference does it make whether it's a machleket between the Rambam and the Ravid, or a machleket between the Rambam and the Rambam? So anyway, the Rambam at the end held that he made a mistake, but at the beginning, so he held differently. So it's a kashe from the Gemore against the Rambam. How could he have such a shita at the beginning? So that's the teretz. Anyway, so over there, l'chol hapoches, so the Rambam changed his mind. But here, the Rambam didn't change his mind. He said there was a Toy Sefer all the time. In one text, the answer is the same approach as by Reb Chaim. You see, Reb Chaim said, what difference does it make whether the Ravid says that we have to change the text, or the Rambam himself says. Now here too, true that the Rambam said that he himself never wrote that Beir Omuk Yud V'Rochev Dalet. He wrote Beir Omuk Yud V'Ein Rochev Dalet. But all the Chachmei Luniel assumed that this is the Shittas HaRambam. And Bimele, and they war, and they tried to explain it one way, another way. So Mimele, so the Rashba explains also that Chita, even though that Chita had never been the Shittas HaRambam. Anyway, but the Rambam never said that a Beir Nikamales Omek Yud Rochev Dalet becomes bottled to the Kamles. But the Rashbo explains such a shita. In other words, such a shita has a basis. Even though it's not the Rambam shita, and it was never the Rambam shita. All right. Now, that's in regard to this kashya of the Rishin. Now, let's see the thesis. What does thesis say here? Peira mevat lemechitza. V'im tema. U'maishtem mitvei lo shmeinah. De amrino lihil de lo mevat. V'abaye. De hoche isle shinuye de mitvei lo shmeinah shonu. Kidoma v'fer kam. Zimni mishanu lo b'keis lo dles b'che. U'vitvei lo shmeinah. Yesh lema. In other words, so there is an open stira between two gemores. Here the Abaye says that Beir b'shus Rab Mamuka asor u'chova bo v'zorak liseicho. Im lo yopeir v'zorak liseicho yispot. Why? Because peir mivat lemechitz. Only water is not mivat lemechitz because water are penetrable. Masha'in kim peiras, it's a solid thing, are not penetrable. So mimele they are mivat lemechitz, they reduce the mechitzes you to less than you. So even though the intention of the person is not to keep the apple or the oranges all the time, he'll sometimes take it out. So, but as long as the apples or the oranges are there in the beir, so it's mevatel the mechitze. And the Gemara Gabi Dvelo Shmeino says, so the Gemara says, hosomli mevatelay, hoche mevatelay. So Gabi Dvelo Shmeino, in view of the fact that this Dvelo is not going to remain sticking to the kesel all the time, so Mamela it's not Mimaif Mechit. All the Rishenim has that cash. So Tesis says, V'yesh Leima, the Dvelo in Imedes Kol Kachli is Batil Shom, B'kesel, T'meisha Regilin Livatil Peres B'beir, came to it. In other words, because the Dvelo is not going to stay there very long, because it might be removed the same day. Either it will fall off by itself, or even if it will not fall off by itself, somebody will take it off. Masha'inkin here, he uses the beer as a storage place. The tvuye, so he might keep it for months and months. True, it is not going to remain there forever, but it's going to remain there for some time. So memele, it is mevatel mechitza. Masha'inkin, dveyo shmeino is not going to remain there, sticking, even for a substantial interval of time. So mele it's not mevat. Right, that's the one tenet. Iname dvelo dvelo davar muetu. Veloi mevatle avol beyom ole peiris oy chetye is mevatle shus ayochid. Vadin di garen echod oy davar muet loy mevatle shus ayochid. The second tenet in thesis is it all depends. If the whole beir is filled up, or the major part of the beir, I mean, let's say, not a mute, chetzei, so then it's mevata. But if it reduces only by mashu, then it's not mevata. That's the second thing I say. Vim tema. Heichem matinon hane peiris, v'oma b'ferik halein, kol dover anitl b'shabes, eini mimayit. So, how can these peiris be mimayit? Mimayit from Rishus Ayochid. Why? And how can it be Mimayit? But Voma Beferik Chalein called Dovah Hanitel B'Shabes in Mimayit, and the Peiris is not Mukze. Vafilu Yair Hoche B'Tevel Shein Nitel B'Shabes Mikol Mokeim Kivn Dinitel Minateiro Hazirik L'Seicha Maipot. So that's the Kash. Veimeri Dimnateiro Mimayit Kol Dovah Vafilu Hanitel. So in other words, midiraisa, so peiris, even though it's not going to stay there forever, but as long as it will stay there for a substantial time, so mimele, so it is mimayit. And even though it's muta bintile, but Chachomim said, umit rabonon digosu, di dovah hanital, eini mimayit. So only mit Rabbonon it's in the mind. Ul hoche lekoma mutal izrek leseche, elokoma razirek leseche pot. But not that it's mutal izrek leseche. We mutal izrek leseche. Why? Because mashma di sura Rabbononik, vafilu bichrit sheben shtei chatzeres, omru di dover hanital, eini mimayit. So the halacha is Now, if you have two chatzeres, and between the two chatzeres you have a beir, a chitz, that is omik asor or rochev dalet, so that's like a mechitz. So memele, so ma'avim shnayim ve'ma'avim echot, because it's two, they do not constitute one of the shoes, there is a mechitz ha'mafsekes. So a chitz between the two chatzeres, that is omik yud rochev dalet, so memele, so it's ma'avim shnayim ve'ma'avim echot. Suppose only the chitz is 10 tefachim deep. But suppose the chitz is less than 10 tefachim deep, so then it's me'avin echot, so then there is no hefsek between the two chatzeres. So the two chatzeres are considered one reshus, one chotzer. So mele it's me'avin echot ve'me'avin shnai. So he says that midraise, so everything is me'mayit, but midrabonon, so Dovranital is not Mimayit. So Tesis is telling us that so you shouldn't say that since it's only Midrabonon, that Dovranital is in Mimayit, so that the Rabonon could only apply Lechumre, not Lekore. So Tesis says, no, if it's Negeyed Rabonon, so that the Rabonon could apply even Lekore. Even Lekore. Vafilo Bechritche Ben Shtei Chatzeres, Omru. So the chitz was 10 tefachim deep, and then he put in, let's say, tvue, and that reduced the imek of the chitz to 7 tefachim. So we so it is mimayit, but midrabonon it's not mimayit. So in other words, so we consider it midrabonon as if nothing had been put in. Even though, so we consider the Rabbanon even as if nothing had been put in, as if nothing had been. Even though midraise we only have a mechitza of 7, not of 10. But since midrabbanon there is a haloche that dovar hanital is enemy mayit, so that means that here we have midrabbanon we consider it even likule as a mechitza of 10. Not between the two chatzeres, not of 7. So it's likule. So we find sometimes that the chachomim apply a certain rabbonon even likule. Aval gav da av likule, diloi asra hadod. Aval, it's because heimomru veimomru. Aval ktsas koshet, beferik chalein, maise al bayi shemilu teven, de havelin yenil derais. So Teisa, so the ri himself, The rishite is that there is no difference with the raise between something like mukte that is also binitile or something that is muta binitile. Because with the raise, everything is mimayit, even something that is muta bitiltu. But with rabbonon, so something that is muta bitiltu is not mimayit. But then Anteisa says, Avoktsas koshen viferit chale, maisa obayi shemilu teven, the havelinian. The Eil de Raise, so that means that according to the Kashi of Tesis, the Kashi of Tesis rejects.